Welcome to City Park in New Orleans, and this is the Wetland Plant Center at Pelican Greenhouse. We try to do restoration projects here in Louisiana. We saw a lot of need for restoration after Katrina, of specifically Katrina-damaged things. And then, of course, we have this ongoing problem that we're working on, which is trying to figure out what to do about the large problem of land loss. After the Great Mississippi River Flood in 1927, we passed legislation that empowered the Army Corps of Engineers to levy the entire Mississippi River. And that's basically the main drainage system for the entire United States of America, from the Colorado Rockies to the Appalachian Mountains. Everything drains into the various rivers that then drain into the Mississippi. And so you combine that system with a system of upriver dams that prevent sediment from flowing down, and you have no more sediment or fresh water flowing into the system in that kind of diffuse, spread out way that creates the dynamic situation where you have this huge marsh ecosystem. And then you combine that with exploration canals for oil and gas, as well as navigation. So you put all these little cuts, some of them are pretty big cuts, through the hydrology that slowly filters out salt, and all of a sudden you have tidal motion going through an area that should have like a graduated salinity. You have all the salt water, and so you change where you should go from, you know, our nice bitter panic I'm here on the dunes, to some salt marsh, to some fresh marsh, to some swamps. And by the time you get to the swamps, you would have completely fresh water. When you start moving salt into those swamps, our cypress trees get really sad. And so you see big die-offs in our cypress swamps. After the hurricane in 1965, Hurricane Betsy came in the Bayou Bienvenue area, which was right above the lower Ninth Ward, called now the Cypress Triangle. It's just a big open field. It never recovered after the opening of the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet, which is a whole story on its own, but it's a massive shipping canal and is considered to be a big contributor to hurricane flooding in New Orleans in the modern era. But right after it opened, you saw 1965, that area get flooded out by salt water. And without the river to flush things out, you wind up with salt staying in places that it wouldn't have gone before. The river built South Louisiana, right? About the last 10,000 years or so, the river has moved back and forth, spreading out sediment and building land. And so at this point, with all the modifications we've made to the hydrology, we actually don't see a lot of river flooding. And that's considered to be part of the problem of sinking here. You have this long-term problem of sinking, and then you have all these canals which speed up the process with erosion. But during Katrina, you saw all the flooding coming in through the lake and through the gulf on the eastern side of the city. That's kind of where the storm surge came up in and back down. And the drainage canals and the infrastructure in New Orleans wasn't really designed to deal with pressure from the lake. It was designed to deal with river flooding and heavy rainwater and pumping that out of the city. But when you had this huge hurricane storm surge go into the lake and then backflow into the city, you saw that pressure busting out the infrastructure that way. You also had some flooding happening because all of the pumps weren't on. But the river did not contribute to the flooding. There are two levee systems. There's the system of levees that controls the river, and there's a system of levees that's the hurricane protection levee system. I mean, that is all the drainage systems. So the river hasn't flooded in a very long time. And I mentioned the Bonnie Carey spillway. There's a series of different spillways, flood control methods built in along the levee system. The lake water pumps out to that because New Orleans is in a bowl, so the river is actually where the high ground is. So when you saw the Katrina flooding, you saw that you could actually still walk along, they called it the Isle of Denial or the sliver by the river, because it's high ground there, and so it didn't flood. You also have some of the ridges near the bayous that are high ground, and where you saw flooding all around, you might have seen areas where there was pretty limited flooding. Delgado Community College, some of their buildings sit on the ridge and didn't flood at all, even in an area that very close by, in lower lying areas, you might have had a significant amount of water.